We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
Drivers along the A272 can now see colourful signs lining the road in and around Newark. Local residents are rallying to halt a proposed 250-house development, which they say will turn their historic rural village into an anonymous urban town. Campaign group Save Newark Village was launched at the Newark Food Fair on Sunday, June 29th, with more than 150 people pledging their support for the fight against the development of 85 acres of productive farmland and historic countryside. They say it will increase the village population by a third and add 300 more cars to the chaos of the already over-congested road. The village has welcomed and supported several recent and ongoing developments, which are already adding 148 houses and around 450 extra people to Newark. The group urges residents and others who use the village pubs, shops and facilities to go to savenewickvillage.com to find out how to submit objections to Lewis District Council. Newark Parish Council has already submitted its objections to the proposal. Parish Chair Councillor Brian Hodge said, "The proposed development is totally unsustainable. There's up to a six-week waiting list at our GP surgery. Local schools and colleges are turning pupils away, and the scheme will add even more pollution and sewage into the nearby River Ouse. The site is on the edge of a floodplain and adjacent to a sewage works, which regularly dumps into the river. Residents would be car dependent, causing more congestion, and walking into the village on narrow or non-existent footpaths would be extremely hazardous. With starting prices at around £700,000 for houses at its other recently built sites, claims of 40% affordable homes are laughable. The site was put forward for potential development under the Land Availability Assessment, LLA. Agents Parker Dan say the 2024 LLA report was prior to the publication of a new National Planning Policy Framework, NPPF, 2024. Those assessments were not carried out, bearing in mind the increased emphasis on delivering the government's commitment to deliver 1.5 million homes this Parliament. The agent says, to mitigate fears the character of Newark would change, the scheme would be designed to retain its rural feel. The highest parts of the land would be free of dwellings, and the site itself divided into four different neighbourhoods.
Beth Morgan has joined Ashdown Forest as head of engagement and development, and she's made a flying start. The new role is designed to increase and enhance engagement with residents, visitors, and other stakeholders. She said, "Ashdown Forest is one of the most unique and remarkable landscapes in Sussex. I'm delighted to join the team to help welcome and inspire visitors to this very special place. I moved to Sussex with my family as a teenager in the mid-1980s and spent as much of my spare time as possible exploring Ashdown Forest. After moving away to study and then work in London, the forest always drew me back. I was thrilled to move back to the area permanently 20 years ago." In November 2021, Beth responded to a call to action from former CEO James Adler for volunteers to come and help support the forest. At the same time as running her own business, Beth supported the team's communications activities. In July 2022, she was appointed as a trustee of Ashdown Forest Foundation and was elected vice chair in 2023. She said, "It's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to support both the Ashdown Forest Foundation and the conservators of Ashdown Forest over the last few years. It's been wonderful to engage with the many thousands of people who visit the forest's social media channels, as well as those who very kindly support the forest through the foundation's charitable fundraising events and campaigns. I'm now even more thrilled to be fully focused on championing Ashdown Forest as a place where wildlife and people can thrive together. Beth is now responsible for communications and engagement initiatives, as well as the forest's education and volunteering programs. She said, "There's a wide range of individuals, groups and organizations who engage with the forest in a variety of ways. I'm delighted to be working with CEO Mark Pearson and the wider team to ensure that we engage actively and positively with all stakeholders." CEO Mark Pearson is thrilled that Beth has joined the team. He said, "I'm delighted that Beth has joined the team to help us deliver our vision to protect, conserve and enhance the nature and culture of Ashdown Forest as the largest biodiverse heathland and open space for people in Sussex. Engaging with a large and diverse range of people is essential, from those who already know and love the forest to wider audiences for whom nurturing a personal connection with the nature is vital to reversing biodiversity loss on Ashdown Forest and beyond."
They said it would rain a little. Then they said it wouldn't. Finally, it did, and in buckets. But the brave souls from Hadlow Down carried on with their annual summer fete, and their sheer good spirits lit up the greyest of days. Star of the show was young Cordelia Le Fleming, who performed her Picking Blackberries dance from her ballet exam syllabus in the centre of a soaking area. Cordelia, a pupil of local academy Ballet Besque, achieved a distinction in her recent Grade 1 ballet exam. She danced all alone, and her performance was met with applause and cheers of encouragement. Kelly McDowell from Ballet Besque said, "We were incredibly proud of her. Not many youngsters would have had the courage to go out into the arena, let alone in the pouring rain. She was inspirational." Given the weather, the most popular spot on the day was the main marquee, with a tea tent at one end and a bar at the other. The interior, a riot of oversized lampshades, wildflowers, and acres of bunting, was decorated by professional event stylist Sarah Prawl. Organiser Jill Terry said, "Sarah is a genius at creating an almost magical environment. We are so lucky to have her." Jill and her fellow organisers had planned for all types of weather, so most activities were undercover. A team from St Mark's School, Hadlow Down, were on hand to promote their Ofsted Good in All Areas Village Primary and keep young visitors to the fete amused. Another attraction for youngsters was a teddy bear's picnic tent, complete with teepee and lines of hand-holding bears strung along the ceiling. There were dozens of stalls selling everything from clothes and fabrics to bee products and handmade soaps. The jam lady was going great guns with her homemade preserves. She's a regular at most outdoor events now and simply doesn't notice the rain. Unsurprisingly, given the weather, Hook a Duck was a popular attraction, more difficult than it sounds, though it presented few problems to visiting toddlers. Someone in Hadlow Down understands that young children love causing a bit of havoc, so the plate-smashing stall was greeted with enthusiasm by a surprisingly young and accurate team of throwers. Chopping wood is not usually an activity favoured by parents, but carefully supervised children tried their hand at creating kindling and larger logs for the fireplace. This activity was monitored by volunteers from neighbouring Wilderness Wood, who know a thing or two about dealing with chunks of timber. Hadlow Down is the home of Tinker's Park, and the park owners had lent three of their finest steam-driven engines for the day. Steam was in the forefront too at a thrilling model railway where children could ride along a track behind the driver. Trains were not delayed by slippery leaves, snow or rails buckled by the heat. A team from Buxted Bonfire Society helped raise money for the many charities they represent, and popular auto repair shop, the Car Clinic in Little London, proved a popular stopping-off point for families touring the arena. If tea and cakes didn't do it for some, then burgers and hot dogs certainly did. The barbecue area, thankfully undercover, dispensed delicious hot stuff to visitors whose appetites demanded some tasty protein as well as carbohydrates. The fete is run by a committee made up of enthusiastic village residents dedicated to coordinating and running the fun event, which aims to raise money for community projects. These include local clubs, societies, and charities. There was a grand raffle, traditional games, and a prize draw. Jill Terry said, "We looked at the forecast weeks ago, sunshine and record-breaking temperatures all week. Then Saturday dawned, and we realised the rain our farmers had been praying for was on its way. But we were determined to continue, and our wonderful volunteers certainly put on a magnificent show. Thank you to all, whether you helped or just came."
A vehicle was seized by police in Uckfield following reports of a driver driving with a tyre defect. Police added that after stopping the vehicle, officers later found the driver to have been disqualified from driving as well as holding no insurance. A spokesperson for Sussex Police said, "After being safely stopped just outside Uckfield and spoken to, it was quickly apparent the vehicle's tyre was flat. After speaking to the driver and conducting further checks, it also transpired the driver held no insurance and was disqualified from driving. As a result, the vehicle was seized under Section 165 of the Road Traffic Act, and the driver will now be summoned to court for the offences of no insurance and driving whilst disqualified. Drivers are reminded of their responsibility to not only ensure their vehicle is road safe, but also that all documents are in order. Continued patrols and stop checks will continue throughout the summer months as part of commitment to keeping the roads of Sussex safe for all road users.
That brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.